Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the late night edition of the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted tonight that we are able to present our top 13 stellar award ministries that have really impacted our lives. These songs are just amazing. They magnify and they glorify God, and they give different characteristics of God. So as you sit back and as you listen and sing along with us, I want you to allow the Lord, the presence of the Lord, to come into this place. I was sitting here and I was in meditation before the ministry because I'm so excited. Today is Monday. I was sitting here and, you know, the Lord revealed many things. And what I realized is that I just fell in love with God a long time ago. When I was a child, I fell in love with God, not because of the things that he was doing and not because of the life that he gave, but because of who he is and because of all the great things and the opportunities that one can have when you submit yourself unto the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I was telling a friend today in the ministry, said that when I was in third grade, I had a dream of heaven, and it was a beautiful place, and the Lord was very, very, in other words, just comforting. He would sit the people around an ark, and he would teach them about the Bible, and I had a dream about this when I was in third grade, if you can imagine. And so I just really want you, as we listen to this ministry, don't just listen, sing along, allow the presence of the Lord to come into your life. I guarantee you that if you allow the presence of the Lord to come into your life will never be the same. You will have some mountain experiences, you'll have some valleys, but at the end of the day, you will understand that you belong to God, and you will understand that God is going to take care of you no matter what. So I want you not only to listen to these artists, and not only to be in admiration of what the Lord is doing in the ministry, but I really want you to sing along, and I want you to see how these songs can apply to your life, to the situations you're going through, to the things that just weigh you down. God says you don't have to be weighed down. He says fall in love with him and he will marry your greatness. Isn't that encouraging word? God says fall in love with him and he will marry your greatness. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to really, really take this serious, and I want you to really enjoy this ministry tonight. It's power-packed, it's filled. The Lord is good. Even with a headache, the Lord is good, because the Lord is taking that away. You know, when the weather changes, you have headaches and things of that nature. But God is that good that he's going to take that away too. And we have to trust and believe in God. But I want to start out by reading Psalm 136, of course, Numbers 1 through 9. And I'm going to give you time to retrieve your Bibles, because some individuals have to actually see this. And while you are retrieving your Bibles, I want to give thanks unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, my family and my friends, for joining me at this particular time, at this moment, on tonight. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day. His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night. His love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. As I said before, tonight is our night to enjoy our stellar top 13 artists. But we are going to pray, and I want to play this song, Falling in Love with Jesus, the instrumental. And this was originally performed by Mr. Kurt Wong. And I want you to know that this song is very, very, very awesome. And as we pray, I want you to think about falling in love with Jesus. And what I mean by that is loving God in spite of. God says you're going to have some valleys. He says you're going to have some mountain experiences. You're going to have some times like these when your head is hurting, when you don't feel well. But God says that you have to keep pressing. He says because you serve a God that is bigger than whatever you're going through. So if you're going through something, whether it's a storm, whether it's your head's hurting, your leg's hurting, whatever it is, God says that he's able and we're going to make it through. Amen? Amen. I'm so excited. I always feel rejuvenated when I can get on the Love Live Jesus ministry where Jesus shines with love and I can spend the evening with all of my friends and family. So here we go. We're going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord. We thank you for just blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and just starting us on our way, Lord. We don't take anything for granted, Lord. We thank you for the good days. We thank you for those days in which we feel like, oh, my gosh. But that's a good word to say because we're calling on the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for just keeping us, Lord, all throughout the day, Lord. And we thank you for blessing our heads to stop hurting, our legs to stop hurting, Lord. And whatever it is, Lord, that we're going through, we thank you, Lord, for easing the pain, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless each person who listens to the ministry, Lord, and those who do not, Lord. And we ask, would you bless this world in a particular manner, Lord, and would you just look down upon the children and adults, Lord, and would you bless those who are in the hospitals and those who are coming out and those who are remaining in the hospital? Because as we always say, we know you are the great physician, Lord. We ask that you bless those who want to know you, to fall in love with you, Heavenly Father, and those who have fell out of love with you for whatever reason, Lord, we ask that they fall back in love with you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the love that you've shown because we feel the spirit of love surrounding us, Lord, and we feel the love that you're going to give in the next couple of days and the favor and the mercy, and we thank you, Lord. We ask would you bless this ministry to be something that is uplifting, Lord. We ask would you bless each artist, Heavenly Father. We ask would you bless their families, their projects, everything that they touch, Lord. And we just want to thank you, Lord, and we want to tell you that we love you from the bottom of our hearts to the depths of our souls, Lord. And we're not ashamed to say that we call on the name of Jesus. We're not ashamed to say that sometimes we don't feel well, but, Lord, you allow us to make it on anyhow. And we say thank you, Lord. And we ask, would you bless each person who's on this ministry, Lord? Would you bless the guests who are coming, Lord? Would you bless the projects that we're getting ready to launch? Would you bless the new doors that are getting ready to open, the businesses, the opportunities, Lord, the platforms that you're going to put us on, Heavenly Father? We ask that you give us the words to say, Lord, and would you help us to continue to magnify who you are, Lord. And now as we relinquish this prayer, Heavenly Father, but never out of your sight, we ask that you bless this particular ministry on tonight to be something that you're pleased with, something that is acceptable. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. All right, that was Falling in Love with Jesus, originally performed by Mr. Kurt. So be sure to listen to that. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, once you fall in love with Jesus Christ, there is no turning back. And even those individuals who have fallen out of love with Jesus, which means that they have gone astray, God says that they will come back. Why? Because there is no one like him. There is no love like the love that God can give us. So we've fallen out of love, some of us, and God says you're going to come back unto him because there is no love that's greater than his love. Amen. That is so encouraging. So if you're trying to get your children or your family members to come back to God, God says, don't worry, because they're right around the corner. And guess what? Your blessing is around the corner because you've been praying. Amen. So that's proof that the Lord is speaking unto you. So as I said before, I'm excited. I'm just delighted and almost speechless about what God has shown and what God is going to do. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to love God with all of our heart and lean not into our own understanding. Acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting ready to present to some and introduce to others our top seller 13 artists. And we will start with Sister Tamala Mann, Best Days, followed by Sister Tamala Mann, Step Aside. Then Pastor Beverly Crawford, she's going to tell us that if the Lord doesn't do anything else, she said he's already done enough. And let me tell you something. Whenever you come to any of my events, whenever you come on my ministry, you can sing. You can be yourself, because I want you to magnify the Lord in a way that's comfortable for you, not a way that is sadity. Amen. God says that we have to worship him in a way that's comfortable for us. So whatever way is comfortable for you, if you want to sing along, if you want to hum along, if you want to clap your hands, if you want to shout, amen, this is your welcome. Do so. But worship the Lord and get something out of this ministry, because a lot of people are listening. And I'm so happy, okay? A lot of artists are also listening, and I'm so happy. But God says, get something out of it. He says, become active in what you listen to, as long as it's positive, okay? So we're going to start with Sister Tamala Mann, Best Days, followed by Sister Tamala Mann, Step Aside. And then Pastor Beverly Crawford is going to break it down to us and tell us that if the Lord decides to do nothing else, she said, he's already done enough. Thank you so much for listening to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love.
Thank you. Come on, Sam.
And be still, don't question it. For these obstacles, they were enough. Yes, he wants to take you higher, higher. So if he wants to rock me, follow and step aside. Oh, he is faithful. My God is faithful to do what he said he would do. And he said, I believe it. Nothing he can't do. He'll stand on his word.
Never does anything else for me.
listen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I am so happy. I am so happy. Y'all take off your shoes because we're getting ready to just have a good time in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I tell you, I am so happy and just full of zeal. These two young ladies just really, really, really blessed our souls, didn't they? We had Sister Tamla, man, with Best Days, and she says every day might not be sunshine. And I know I already said this, but I need to remind some of the newcomers. Every day is not going to be sunshine. She said, well, but we go through seasons. Forgetting those things behind us and pressing on ahead. She says, I'm believing what God spoke to me. And guess what? I'm believing what God spoke to me as well. Ooh, Lord, I'm just happy. Then Sister Tamla Man came on again, and she said, step aside. Amen. She said, hold on. She said, don't give up. Don't you worry. You don't have to cry. She said, God sees what you're going through, and God is willing and he's able. And none of the things that you go through catches God by surprise. She said, just trust in him and step aside. Then, Lord have mercy, Pastor Beverly Crawford came. And she says, if the Lord doesn't do anything else, she said, he's done enough. She said, he blessed me once, and I can relate to that. She said, he blessed me twice. I know about that, too. She said, and he blessed her many other times. And she said, he's made so many ways, and she is exactly right. Throughout our lives, just think about all the different opportunities that the Lord gave us to get it right. And she says, if he decides to do nothing else, she said, he's already done enough. And she concluded by saying, thank you, Jesus. And she had a praise break, but the Lord was speaking to me. He says, we need a praise break, amen, because these two ladies tore it up. And I pray to God that they are on as far as ministering, amen, not only the awards, but as far as ministering unto the people of God, because their music is powerful, and they are some powerful young ladies, and I thank them so much, and I thank God so much for creating their ministries. I thank God for just what he's doing. I thank God for everything as far as these two ladies are concerned, amen. But we're going to move higher. We're going to move higher in the Lord because we serve a good God. We're going to hear from Sister Tasha Paige Lockhart. She's going to tell us that we have to be different. Then we're going to hear from Sister Erica Campbell singing Help, and then Brother Ricky Dillard and New G. And they're going to tell us that God is amazing. I hope that your adrenaline is rushing because God is good. I hope that you're singing along. I hope that you are enjoying the ministry because I tell you what, this is rejuvenation. I believe that we can run on and see what's ahead because God is that good and because this ministry of music and this ministry of song is powerful. And I thank God for even blessing us to have a platform to put this music on. Amen? So here we go with Sister Tasha Paige Lockhart. Different.
When I was 17, like every other girl, I used to have big dreams. But then I got introduced to some other things, and suddenly the church girl I was originally. See, the wrong things can call your name. I chose to answer when the Spirit said, walk away. Now I live with circumstances that I can't erase. I just wish I could go back now to yesterday. But there's not a whole new thing that I will reach down and save me.
Thank you.
Amen. So we heard different from Sister Tasha Page Lockhart, and she says that God can help you. And she said, guess what? Look at me. I'm different. And you know what? Whenever the Lord turns you around and whenever the Lord comes into your life and you make the Lord the center of your joy, you are a different creature. God says that if any man or woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So therefore, you are a new person. And guess what? God says that you're going to make mistakes. He says that you're going to fall short of his glory. He says, but at the end of the day, you still belong to him, and he gives you new grace and mercy on the next day. He says, so therefore, when we do experience our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he said, all you have to do is just ask Saul. He said, when Saul was going on that Damascus road and when he heard the voice of Jesus, all he had to do was hear the voice. The Lord didn't transform him. The Lord began to question him and ask him questions to make Saul think, why are you persecuting the Christians? So therefore, you're a different person. And that's what Tasha Page Lockhart is saying in her song. Then we have Sister Erica Campbell featuring Lecrae. And she says, Lord, I need your help. And guess what? I've learned that you can't do anything without our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are, how experienced you are, how much you know about God, and how much you've been delivered and saved and set free and filled with the Holy Ghost. It doesn't matter. The Lord is who we need to help us in all circumstances. Many times when we go through the storms of life, we find ourselves picking up the phone, calling our friends, but we need to look up towards the hills from which cometh our help, and all of our help coming from the Lord, and we need to begin to call on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because the Lord can help us. He can help take the pain away, which my headache is gone, amen. He can help take anything away, whatever you're going through. Then we hear from Brother Ricky Dillard and New G, and they basically said that God is amazing. And guess what? There is no one who compares to God. There was a song that says, can't nobody do me like Jesus, because Jesus is going to be your friend regardless. He doesn't care how much we mess up. He doesn't care how much what we do. God says he's still going to love us. Why? Because we are his sheep. And without a shepherd, we are going to go astray. So God says that he is going to always lead and guide us. That's why we say, Lord, order my steps. Because once our steps are ordered and once we're in the will of God, we are able to walk into our destinies, ladies and gentlemen. If you ever want to know how to open up the doors, right, you don't need a key to do that. God says that as long as you're following his will, he will begin to open the doors. Those individuals behind that can help you reach your destiny will begin to open their doors so that you can walk in. But you're only walking in by the favor of God, and you need to make sure that what you keep God as the center. And there has to be something different about you. There has to be something different about your language and different about your trust in God. You have to begin to trust in God and have the faith of a mustard seed. We're moving right along, and we're almost at the 800-meter mark of our destiny. We're going to listen to the Kent Spirituals, and the Kent Spirituals is going to tell us to keep knocking. Amen. How many of you know that when God has spoken something to you and you know that what's behind that door belongs to you, God says you have to keep knocking. Why do you keep knocking? Because God is testing our patience like Job, and he's also testing our obedience. Are we going to continue to believe that something is behind that door? So we must keep knocking. That's the Kent Spirituals, followed by Miss Kendra Smith. She's going to talk to us about faith. Then we're going to hear from Mr. Smokey Norfolk, Forever Yours. And I hope that you are joining your time here at the Love Live Jesus Ministry. As I said before, make sure that you're comfortable. I like for people to be comfortable because there are a lot of people on the line tonight. Thank you so much for joining. Make sure you're comfortable and make sure that you get into the presence and the Spirit of God and get what the Lord has for you on this particular ministry. So we're going to listen to Keep Knocking by the Kent Spirituals.
Now when you're trying to reach your goal and life is taking its toll and nothing is going right, you look hopeless. Keep knocking.
mind if I testify and tell you of the goodness of my Lord? Share some of what he's done for me, how he's opened up so many doors. You may look at me from the outside and think I got here on my own, but there's no way that you could ever know how much grace and mercy I've been shown. Oh, if you look into my eyes, you see life has tried to get the best of me, but I know the giver of life personally. He's the reason that I sing
and friends, we're moving higher and faster in this race. And I tell you what, I believe we're going to have a strong finish. But we heard from the Canon Spirituals, and they said, keep knocking and knock until your blessings come. And guess what? Stay right there, because many times we become discouraged because we are knocking and it seems like nobody's answering the door. But when God has promised you something, when God has promised us something, we must continue to keep knocking. And then we heard from Sister Kendra Smith, and she said, I've got to have faith. She says, I've got to have faith of a mustard seed. And you know how small a mustard seed is. And she says, I've got to have faith of a mustard seed. And ladies and gentlemen, please, please, please continue to pray for Miss Kendra Smith. She is one of my youngest artists that I have, that I feature on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. And I just believe, and I know that God is going to bless her real good. God is going to bless her ministry. God is going to bless the things that she is doing. And so therefore, please, please, please continue to pray for Miss Kendra Smith, that she is one of my youngest artists that I feature on the Love of Jesus Ministry. And then we heard from Mr. Smokey Norfolk, and he sang No Greater Love. And when we talk about no greater love, we are speaking about the love of Jesus Christ. I don't know of anyone, and I have some people that love me very much, my family and my friends. I don't know of anyone who could love me like my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he was singing about no greater love. And he says, you know, the Lord still loves us unconditionally in spite of, and there's no turning back. No matter what happens, God doesn't say, I don't love you today, but I'll think about loving you tomorrow. That's the type of God we serve. And then he says that there's nobody like Jesus. And he says, can't nobody. that phrase came up again. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Why? Because that's my Jesus. And everyone has a personal relationship with Jesus, and we all believe that that's my Jesus. But guess what? Jesus loved everyone. This I know. Why? Because the Bible tells us so. He has no respect of persons. He has called many people out, and each person has an anointing on their lives. But there is only a few who have answered, and I want to say this before we move to our final stretch of this race here with music. The Lord says when he talks about the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few, he's not talking about only service. What he's talking about is that he has called many people to serve so that they can experience his favor and grace, but only a few people have actually answered. And because only a few people have actually answered, we are still knocking at the door, and we are becoming tired of knocking at the door. On tonight, you need to find out what the Lord wants you to do. And all you have to say is, Lord, use me in a way that will magnify you. You can stand at the door and greet people. You can usher people at church. You don't just have to be a church to serve people and to do the work of God. God has many things that we can do, such as start out by being nice, start out by smiling. You can work for God like that. And God says the reason why we're still knocking on the door, as the Canton Spiritual said, is because we are not being utilized by God. So tonight, find out what God wants you to do and begin working. And speaking of working, let's move on to our final home stretch. We're almost finished with this race for tonight, and we're going to finish strong with Brother William McDowell. He's Withholding Nothing. And I tell you what, when I used to run track, and when I used to see the finish line, amen, I used to give it all I had. I didn't try to preserve any of my energy. I used to give it all I have, and that's how we're going to finish on the Love of Jesus ministry. Then we're going to hear from Miss Kiki Shears. She's going to sing about Graceland, and then we're going to hear from Mr. James Fortune, Fire. He's telling us to live through it. And then we're going to hear from Sister Anita Wilson. She said, Jesus will, amen. And I can't wait to hear that song, because Jesus will do anything for us because he loves us that much. He is our Father. He is our Shepherd. And guess what? God says, you shall not want. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a little technical difficulties, but guess what? God is good, because we're going to hear it again. Give me just a second. All right. While I work on this particular technical difficulty, we're going to move on to Miss Kiki Sheard, No Graceland.
Give me just a second. We'll get back on track here.
If I said at times I feel lost, or if I told you sometimes I feel like I've wandered off.
Here I am, Lord, I give myself to you.
To you I belong.
Hey.
Jesus Ministry with our top 13 gospel songs. And we heard from Sister Kiki Shear. She said, no Graceland. She will basically ask the Lord to show her the way so that she will not be blinded by sin. So we should walk in the light as Christians. And, you know, I really appreciate that song because it sheds light on that we should be the image of God. We should walk in the light. We should not be walking in darkness, because how many of you know that if you walk in darkness, you might stumble and fall and get hurt, or you might not be able to see what's ahead of you. But God says that once we or in the will of God. God says he will be our God, and he will lead and guide us to our destiny. Then we heard from Brother William McDowell, and we changed that tune a little bit, and we heard, I give myself away so you can use me. How many of you have ever told the Lord, here are my hands, here are my feet, here is my body, Lord, use me in a way that will glorify and magnify who you are? How many of you have ever surrendered unto God? And I guarantee you, when you surrender unto God, God is able to use you, as I said before, in a mighty way, and you will experience not only his favor, but his grace and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And you know what? Every day is not going to be a sunshiny day, but even those storms in your life, God will show up, and he will show out, and he will help you in that right early. And then he went on to say, here I am, Lord, use me in a mighty way. And I testify, and I can relate to that song, because I am one of those individuals who says, here I am, Lord, use me in a mighty way, use this ministry in a mighty way to minister to the children of God and the people of God and those people who may not know you. Then we heard from Sister Nita Wilson. Now, I'm going to tell you, I love her style of music. She has like a jazz kind of a wake up and let's get up and go and do something for God type of music. Y'all check out Sister Anita Wilson. I have actually added her to my list on the Stellar Top list and also on my gospel artist list who I really want to follow. And she said, Jesus will. She says, who opens doors? Who will make all of my decisions for me? That's good to know that the Lord is going to make my decisions. So I'm going to begin to ask the Lord to continue to make decisions for my life and for the destinies that he have and the opportunities. And I encourage you to do the same. And she also asked that, who makes her do right is the Lord, because once we're convicted by the Lord, once we read the word of God, we're able to walk into that destiny. And she says, yes, Jesus will. She has given us that confidence, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that Jesus will. He's able to do everything and anything. There is nothing too hard for our God. He can do everything, and he will not fail, and he is not a man that he would lie. So if God told you something, and if you're praying to God for a breakthrough, continue praying, continue, keep knocking, and understand that your best days are ahead. Also understand that you have to be different in the things that you do. And if you need some help, call on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because God is amazing. And he only asks that we have the faith of a mustard seed and that we withhold nothing, because we must live through everything because we have God and we are in Jesus' will. Amen. And you notice that I went down all those songs that we played tonight. And I want to call all of these artists' names tonight, because I want you to keep them in prayer, because the Lord is getting ready to do some great things with their ministries. I tell you what, these are not the only artists, but the Lord placed these artists' names on my heart. And so we listen to them tonight. I am so refreshed. I'm rejuvenated. I'm ready to run on the rest of this week. I'm ready to have success. I'm ready to experience success. I'm ready to allow the Lord to lead and guide me in a way that he has never been able to do before. And I'm ready just to offer up the ministry so that God can just expand it and use it. And we would like to thank Sister Tamala Mann's ministry, Sister Pastor Prophetess Beverly Crawford's ministry, Sister Tasha Page Lockhart's ministry, Sister Erica Campbell and Lecrae, and Brother Ricky Dillard and the Canton Spirituals. Keep a knocking, yes, Lord. And little Sister Kendra Smith, y'all be sure to keep her lifted up in prayer, because I know that her ministry is going to expand. Brother Smokey Norfolk and Brother William McDowell and Sister Kiki Sheard and Brother James Fortune and Fire, and of course Sister Anita Wilson. Be sure to keep all of these artists lifted up. Look on their pages, see what they're doing. Encourage them. And I tell you what, just keep listening to the Love Lift Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love, because we're doing some excellent things for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to transition into our announcements, because we have 26 minutes and 24 seconds. So please be sure to encourage your family and friends to continue to listen to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, talk show hosts, media. Anyone who really loves the Lord as much as I do, also anyone who is a positive community figure, child advocate, please email alfredalove@emonya_ love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. Also, make sure that you connect with me on Facebook at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Also, make sure that you're praying for 365 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. And the reason why I say put them all on one line is because God says that we have to be all on one accord, amen? So when you pray for your family members, amen, pray for everyone being on one accord and having that same mind, which is that of Christ Jesus, okay? And make sure that you're praying for those people that you know and those who you do not know, because we have a lot of hurting people and we need your prayers. If you're able to get a prayer up, if you're able to have a great connection with God, we ask that you pray and stand in the gap for those who are still trying to find their way to Christ. So thank you so much for that. In addition to that, make sure that you grab your calendars and mark June, the first Saturday in June in Waco, Texas, also known as Bellmead, Texas, which is a suburb of Waco, Texas. Make sure you mark that calendar and put Dr. Alfreda Love's Youth Talent Show that the Lord has given me that vision. And I also have some people who have already confirmed that they're coming. So you have to come because it's going to be great. We're going to have prizes. I'm going to have three different categories. I'm going to have a 6 through 12. I'm going to have a 13 through 18. And then I'm going to have an adult category. And we're going to have different things, giveaways for those individuals who the judges select. And everyone is a winner, actually, because even if you come on stage, you are still a winner. There are just certain things, certain talents that the Lord has given that stands out that really magnifies who the person is and their personalities. So please come out and support that. I will have more information on my Facebook page and also on my LinkedIn page. And I mean, I'll have flyers out and I'll put it on radio and all that great stuff. Okay. In addition to that, just make sure that you tune in on tomorrow. I will actually have one of my future co-hosts who will be on tomorrow, and I'm going to interview him, and I will do this at like 9:30 tomorrow night because I have a seminar to attend. So I will interview him, and I want you to get to know him because he's going to be on, and we're going to really focus on our youth. As a matter of fact, he's going to come to Waco, Texas from Ohio. He's going to come to Waco. Yeah, you heard right. Waco, Bellmead, Texas from Ohio, just to help us in this occasion with our youth, because this is how much we believe in our youth and this is how much we really want to start things all around the world for our youth. But, you know, charity starts at home. So we're going to start right here in the heart of Waco, Texas, also known as Bellmead, Texas, which is a place that many people have not heard, but we're going to put Bellmead on the map in a positive way, okay? So be sure to just check that out. And also, another announcement is come back tomorrow, okay, at 9:30. Then God's will on Wednesday, we're going to have Praying with Love on Wednesday. And that is when we're going to pray unto God because God is good. And we're at the middle of the week by that time. And we're ready to make a full stride ahead. So make sure you come on because I have a lot of individuals who are in the movies. And speaking of movies, on Thursday, God's will, we'll have Mr. Willie Spate. And he is a film director. He's a huge film director. He has a lot of films going on, and he's into the entertainment world. He's going to come on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, and he's going to let us know what he's doing and some of the ins and outs of the industry and things of that nature. So be sure to do that. Be sure to continue to support the gospel artist and just take care of yourselves and make sure that you come back and make sure you bring somebody with you. And I want to thank God, my family, and all of my friends for tuning in at this particular time because you could be doing something else. And so I really appreciate that. And so without further ado, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. I love each and every one of you who's on this line. Good night, everybody.